Four security guards attacked in this vehicle in March 2004 were shot and burned in Fallujah. The Americans were then hung from a bridge. The gruesome deaths focused attention on their employer, Blackwater USA, and other private companies or contractors hired by the U.S. government to provide services in Iraq. Relatives of the victims on Wednesday told a U.S. congressional investigating committee that Blackwater did not provide enough protection. Catherine Helvenston Wettengell lost a son in the attack.
Why were they not in armored vehicles? Why were they not in a team of six? Why were there not three operators in each vehicle? Why were there not provided heavy weapons?
Donna Zavko's son also died that day. Jerry Zavko also worked for Blackwater.
But they didn't give him the tools to work with. They just simply sent him out there to die.
The women included Rhonda Teague, whose husband died in the attack. They are suing the company and seeking an answer to a basic question.
This is what happened. This is how it happened. You couldn't see your son's body, but we're telling you that this is how it is.
Every minute of it, every part of it, the truth.
I don't know about you, but I am outraged. Where is your outrage?
One Republican congressman, Daryl Issa, questioned whether their testimony was proper.
Having you here to tell us about your loss, when in fact it's the subject of a lawsuit that's ongoing, and in fact this committee has no jurisdiction here.
Chairman Henry Waxman, a Democrat, responded.
We ought to know whether they failed to do that because of indifference or negligence or incompetence. That is very much our job. Do you solemnly swear to tell?
Among those defending government contractors, Blackwater lawyer Andrew Howell expressed pride in the company's work in Iraq.
Although our teammates have bled and even died in our mission of protecting other Americans, we have never lost a protectee.
Waxman read from a company email written the night before the attack. It detailed extra protection the company needed for its employees who were in Iraq at the time.
Were they short on ammunition and weapons, as the email describes?
The email describes the situation for the project as a whole. The men who went on the mission on March 31st each had their weapons and they had sufficient ammunition.
In an unrelated matter, Wednesday, the U.S. Justice Department announced indictments of five high-ranking Americans in the original occupation. They are accused of smuggling bricks of cash out of Iraq. Special Inspector General Stuart Bowen said the five also took bribes from contractors.
We will not tolerate corruption in contractors or U.S. officials, and those that engage in the conspiracy in this case are an example of those that we will continue to pursue.
Back at the House committee, the women complained of what they called a Wild West mentality among contractors in Iraq.
I understand there's 100,000 contractors over there, and there doesn't seem to be a law that applies. They literally can get away with murder.
Some congressmen on this committee blame the Pentagon for failing to oversee its contractors. The lawmakers promised to continue investigating the relationship between the Iraq War and private companies. Jim Fry, VOA News.